Hello, everyone, and welcome into Tiny Biscuits, another edition of the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Did you know that Apple Podcasts is changing its language? Yeah, it's no longer going to be subscribe to my podcast. It's going to be follow my podcast. And in fact, for your favorite podcasts outside of this one, of course, I expect that's going to become the norm. So now, please follow my podcast, if you will, not only on Apple Podcasts, but everywhere else you can possibly get your podcast, Google, all kinds of different places. We appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. Also, please follow me on Twitter at Callahan On Air, and click the link in my Twitter bio to join our Talking Puck Discord and talk hockey with folks just like you and me who love talking about the game. All right, let's get right into it this week as the NHL's proposed draft lottery changes have been approved by the Board of Governors as of Tuesday's meeting. They had a, believe it or not, a week-long vote on this. And so it starts this year. Only the top two spots in the draft will be determined by the lottery. Now, it used to be three. This is, I'll say for lack of a better term, screwed a couple of teams in recent years. I'm sure Buffalo Sabres fans still can't get over this. Not that Jack Eichel is a bad player. He's an awesome player. Don't get me wrong. But Connor McDavid looked like he was ticketed to go to Buffalo. Ends up with the Edmonton Oilers. And then, probably even more famously, Alexis Lafreniere ends up going to the Rangers. The Rangers were the 18th best team in the NHL, and they end up with the number one overall pick. And Detroit, by far the worst team last year, and they're struggling again this year, picked fourth. So they dropped the max number of spots. So something had to be done. Okay, the draft is supposed to help the weaker teams. I understand this is an anti-tanking measure, but thankfully they're trying to change it a little bit. Personally, I don't think it's gone far enough. But let's go back to the actual changes. Top two spots determined by the lottery instead of three. Starting in 2022, a team can move up a max of 10 spots, meaning only 11 teams have a shot at number one. So as opposed to, like I say, the Rangers were 18 and ended up at number one. Also beginning in 2022, a team can win the lottery no more than twice in a five-year span. So if you win it in 2022 and you win it in 2024, you are ineligible for the remainder of that five-year span. So that's also good to see as far as competitive balance goes. I understand they're trying to say, well, we're trying to make it a little bit easier for the worst team to get the top pick. Man, it's tough. It's tough. Detroit was so bad last year. To pick fourth was just ugly. It was a terrible result. And look, I'm not sitting here as a Red Wings fan. I'm sitting here as a hockey person who wants to see competitive balance. Something had to be done. I'm glad they've at least done this, but the odds are still not great, honestly, to get the first overall pick if you're the worst team in the league. And do I believe that there is quote-unquote tanking? Look, I think personnel decisions can be made that make you better or worse, that can make a team more competitive or less competitive. I believe you can couch those under things like, well, we're giving the kids a look. We're going to call up some kids from the American Hockey League. We're going to see what we've got, maybe trade away some of the veterans or, you know, make it clear that there will not be a role for them. We're going to see what we have. I mean, fortunately or unfortunately, however you want to look at it, that's a legitimate thing to do. And in some cases, a perfectly valid thing to do. So I understand you're trying to not get teams to tank their way to a generational player, but that's exactly it. Those are generational players. Otherwise, the top maybe two, sometimes three players in a draft are, I don't want to say interchangeable. Obviously, they're going to be different players, but you know, this year's top three is a good example of guys who will be able to make an impact and maybe even a little further down the line. You know, if you go in the first round, you're a pretty good hockey player. But to not get a game-changing talent because of ping-pong balls, it just grinds my gears. I just don't think that that should be a thing, and I'm glad they've taken some steps to mitigate it. I don't think they went far enough. I really think until you have that bottom-dwelling team has a 50-50 shot at getting it or better, then what are we doing? We're holding those teams down. I understand they can only fall a couple of spots. I get it. Still not good enough for me. But the changes have been approved. They will go into effect. And so things are going to be a little different in the lottery now. So if you finish just outside of the playoffs this year, you do not have a chance at the number one overall draft pick. I got to tell you, change is good. All right, everybody. Don't forget that Mike and I are on 9 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday nights with Talking Puck TV. You can find us on Twitch and on YouTube. And again, we appreciate everybody's patience as we've been working through some technical difficulties lately. But, well, such is life, I suppose. But we're getting to the other side of that stuff, and we will be back with a full show on Sunday night. Also, please follow the podcast, like and subscribe to the feeds on Twitch, on YouTube. Click the bell on YouTube. You'll get the notifications when we go live, when content is posted, and very much appreciate you being here. All right, everybody, stay safe out there. We'll talk to you next time.